going to a parade. On one side of town, the soldiers came marching in. The people, many or most, or perhaps even all of them, either paid to show up or threatened into being there, lined the streets and cheered wildly as the soldiers marched in with authority. They were the heroes. They were the winners. They were the conquerors. They brought with them a violent peace to all who lived in the lands they occupied. They came to town on war horses. Everyone at this parade had better cheer or risk prison, injury, or death. And then on the other side of town, there was another scene. Less people gathered, but still a large crowd. These were the rebels. Perhaps they were gathering for their annual anti-Roman authority parade parody. Perhaps this was a new event dreamed up by someone who really wanted to cause himself some trouble. Jesus came into town and he wasn't on a war horse. Not on a donkey, on a colt. The foal of a donkey. A little aside note, do you see that there's a two animal description in the Matthew version of the triumphal entry of Jesus? It's a mistake. Jesus wasn't riding two animals. He was riding on a donkey colt. But the writer of Matthew, the tax collector, or whoever wrote Matthew later, took Zechariah 9:9 literally, really beyond literally. The Zechariah verse didn't describe two animals, but the writer of Matthew either thought it did or made sure that when he wrote an account of Jesus' entry into town that he convinced readers how literally true the event was. Just an aside. So Jesus came into town on a donkey colt. He was peaceful. He was kind. He seemed to bring not a hero's violent peace, but something real. The people shouted, spread cloaks and branches on the road, and praised the one riding in on the other side of town. And a lot of people were confused. This wasn't the same parade. This wasn't the crowd of soldiers. Many wondered why everyone was cheering. They cheered too, but they also asked, who is this? The crowd around Jesus said that he was the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And so began the week leading up to Jesus' death. And a whole lot of people had no idea what they just saw. They asked, who is this? That's one of the reasons that we know they had no idea. People at the parade of losers on the side where Jesus was coming in, they may have said something like, we're making a mockery of what the Romans are doing on the other side of town. We've got everyone who is the exact opposite of powerful here. The poor are marching. The outcasts are marching. But who is this dude on the donkey? People don't seem to be at their mocking best when he comes by. It seems as though the people are really cheering him. It seems as though he's more than a parody. Who is this that is upsetting our festival of the losers? Is he a spy from the other side? Is he the biggest loser of all? Who is this? Some people who caught wind of what was happening on the other side of town may have said this. Someone should round up every last one of them, put them in prison. They don't belong here. They're a drain on society. I'd be surprised if any of them were from Jerusalem at all. They're probably drug dealers and rapists. Sure, they snuck into town and they're making a mockery of the way we do things. We need to show them who's in charge. It's time for law and order to come back. We need to do what we do because we have the power. And who's this one that seems to be the center of attention? One on the donkey seems to be getting the most cheers. They're welcoming him. They should be welcoming the soldiers. How dare he come in as a hero of peace? Romans are the heroes of peace. How dare he try to legitimize the mockery that the others are involved in? Who is this? He's trouble. We need to stop this before it gets worse. And maybe some others might have added, yeah, one on a donkey. He's riding as if he's some kind of promised Messiah. The religious leaders haven't approved any Messiahs coming into town. This is going to cause more trouble than we can handle. We have to repudiate him right now. Who should we work with? Who should we work with to get rid of this so-called Messiah? Well, I know, let's embrace the Romans so that we can protect our religious liberty. Who is this? Jesus has got to go. And then today, in many ways, we're still asking, who is this? Because the question is Jesus still the anti-hero? The one who comes not with power and authority, but with peace and humility? Or have we decided that Jesus is here to wag an accusing finger at the outcast? Is Jesus still the dangerous one who challenges the status quo? Is he the one who brings more trouble than the church can handle? Or have we decided to tame Jesus into the one who just reminds us not to use foul language, not to run in church, and never to question the religious rites? Folks, on this Palm Sunday, on this Passion Sunday, we have a foundational question before us. As the church, as individuals in the church, as people who are trying to find a better way, as people who follow Christ, whose death and resurrection are we getting ready to remember and celebrate? Jesus. Who is this? Asks the crowd. Amen.